Hey team, welcome to episode number 5 with Banter with the Babes. Athena and Mandy doing Banter with the Babes. And today we're going to be talking with Mandy and we're just going to be chatting a little bit about exercise and sort of how it's changed over the years for her. So, Mandy!
Hey!
Why do you train?
I train because I actually love it. It's my favourite part of my day to go into the gym and not only have a workout, which I love, which is something for myself, but also to socialise with everyone. It's almost like, I was saying to a friend the other day, I love going to the gym because it's almost like going to the bar and having beers with your friends, but you're actually in the gym training and chatting and stuff. So it's awesome. And just love the way that it makes me feel, regardless of the way that I look. I love lifting heavy and having those sort of goals as well. And, you know, reaching those goals is an awesome feeling. So, yeah, I do it because I love it.
Nice. So has it always been like that or has it changed over the years?
No. When I first started to get into exercise, well, when I was obviously a teenager and a kid, I played sport because I loved sport. That had nothing to do with the way that I looked. But then I guess once I got to about the age of 17 or 18, when the pressures of, you know, social media to conform to society and look a certain way started to come into my life, that's when I started to, I was still playing sport, but I was also like starting to go to the gym and starting to do runs and little things like that because it was for aesthetic reasons. That continued into my early 20s when I started doing bodybuilding. And I was definitely training then for aesthetics because that's what that sport is all about. It's about the way that you look.
Yeah.
Don't care how much you lift or anything like that. I did love that still. I loved being strong, but I was actually training for the way that I physically looked. Whereas now I've transitioned back out of that and I'm training for, you know, functional fitness and to be healthy and fit and be able to move well, be able to lift heavy shit because it feels good and just for, yeah, for me, for the fun of it because it's awesome.
Cool. So, do you ever feel unmotivated?
Yeah, it doesn't. When I first started training, having no motivation was a bigger sort of thing because I hadn't created training as a habit in my life yet. Whereas now that I've been training for like 10 or 11 years in the gym, it's actually a habit for me now. So it's just a part of my day. I do have rest days, so I don't train on those days. But on the days that I train, it's just a habit. I actually enjoy getting in there, I enjoy going to the gym, but like everyone else, I do have days where I feel tired or I feel flat and, you know, you just would rather be doing something else, especially in summer when you just want to stay at the beach. That's when I'm not really motivated to train, but I know that it makes me feel awesome and getting, you know, me towards my goals, and it is a habit now. So just like brushing your teeth before you go to bed, going to the gym is just the same sort of thing.
Yeah, cool. Nice. I feel you. So are you following a training plan at the moment?
Yep. I hadn't been for a while because I wanted a bit of, you know, just chill time and just go in and do what I felt like doing. But I am following a training program now because I'm actually training to do a little novice powerlifting comp in November. So, yeah, so training programs are really good when obviously you've got a goal because it's got something for you to follow and it's helps with your motivation as well when you've got a training program because you're like, right, got to do day number 2, got to get into the gym. And you also can see, you know, how you're improving, how you've improved in your lift from the week before as well. So I actually love having a training program because it really motivates me a lot more. I actually get so pumped to go in there because I'm like, yes, today's squat day, woohoo, go in there and improve.
And so just curious, what are your lifts at the moment? I know what you deadlifted the other day. What have you got to? What's your squat, your dead, and your bench?
I haven't tested my 1RM for squat and bench yet, but my deadlift I got quite easily 135 kilos for one rep last week. So aiming for 150 for the comp. And squats, I haven't got any heavier than 95 just because I'm doing more reps at the moment, and bench been doing more reps of about 65. So we'll see what happens.
So you do 105 kgs with your squat a month ago, I think. So now you're getting better depth. It should be cool to see you.
Yeah.
You're doing more on that. It's awesome. Ripping, 95 kgs for reps. That's, That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
So
well,
that's cool.
yeah.
Pumped. See how I go. Hopefully I don't have to wear a suit.
Oh, yeah, the camel toe.
Yeah.
The camel toe. Cool. So if you are feeling like you're not achieving your goals at the moment, or if you're stuck for anything training-wise, we'd love to help you out. You know, that's what we're here for. So please send us a message, comment below. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you if you need some help with your training. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.